Okay, thanks, Ron. This is EUI. Not much else. Forgot to add later on Thursday evening, our granddaughter's going to be coming over with her parents. They're going to drop her off. We're going to have her for the weekend. Just my wife and I were planning what we're going to do with her. She's traditionally, the day after Thanksgiving, my brother-in-law, who married my wife's sister's husband, his family, they make Italian sausage, pork and beef, Italian seasoning, Chianti wines mixed in there with some pecorino, I think it is, cheese, it's a very hard cheese, kind of like Parmesan cheese, and they make sausage and sausage patties, breakfast sausage, and we got a big honking meat grinder from a butcher shop, and it's a big process. We got people cutting it and trimming it, and then putting it into the grinder, and then we run it through the grinder a second time. I'm on the grinding line, and then we have a crew that's vacuum sealing it, and then the sausage is all packaged up and divvied up, and then we take it home with us. And that's always fun. We do that every year, day after Thanksgiving. So we're going to be doing that, and then my wife's going to bring our granddaughter over to their house, and they're going to make either Christmas cookies or chocolate toffee, and they put on the Ritz cracker or saltine cracker. It's kind of a sweet and salty kind of a thing going there too. It's pretty good, homemade toffee. And then I think we're going to take her to a movie. She wants to see Wicked. It's playing over at Saginaw Theater, Imagine Theater. It's a musical. I think it's a takeoff of The Wizard of Oz kind of thing. Wizard of Oz theme. I don't know. I guess I'll know when I'll see it. I'm not big on musicals. The only musical I very really liked was West Side Story. And I'm kind of old-fashioned, old-school, like the old West Side Story from the 1960s. That musical. It's the only musical I like. But we'll see. Maybe I'll like this one, too. But that's what our plans are for the weekend. So I'm going to say happy Thanksgiving, everybody. If you're all traveling, if you're traveling outside your area, safe travels. And we'll catch us all next Monday night. So until then, this is NAEUI saying 73. And take care, everybody.
All right, Tom. Yeah, you have a good Thanksgiving as well. And for me, Sunday there, I started working on the Christmas lights. It was too nice of a day. So I got everything up around the roof of the house and got the bushes up. I still got a bunch more to do, but tomorrow I'll start on it. It's supposed to be dry at least tomorrow. I got more things, smaller things to put out and hang up and that. So I'll work on it. It usually takes me better part of 4 days, an hour here, a couple hours there to do it. The bulk of it takes about 4 hours, and that's what I did Saturday, or Sunday then. And then tonight I've been working on the new computers for the county trailer. Jay from MMR gave us some new tactical computers that will work very nice in there, and I can retire the old Toshibas that we had. So these are much better solid-state drives, smaller screens, but much brighter screens. So tonight I spent working them so they could talk to each other on the network. So the next thing is I got to set up the printer and that on it. I'm going to have to do that, either go out to the trailer and get it or take the computers out to the trailer so I can get the printer set up on it and get everything talking to each other. So still a little bit more work to do on those. And we'll see about he's going to work on getting his new computers, or new to us but older than him, upgraded systems for 911, so we're a little quicker there as well. All right, next up on the list, 88KPR, standby WADW. Good evening again, Bob.
Yes, Ron. Bulldozers putting the train back on the track. That's something I got to see. Trains have always fascinated me, especially the steam engines, steam locomotives. I have some really cool drawings. They're pencil drawings of steam locomotives. And how I acquired them was I knew somebody that was in the printing business, and an artist would give his pencil drawings to this guy, and he would like make numbered copies of it, but everything had to be just right. So they'd run copies and copies and copies, so everything was perfect. He had everything set right, and he got the artist's approval of like, yeah, that's the way I want it to look, you know. So it looked just like the original. But I ended up with like four of them, and they're I got them framed in glass, and they're beautiful. But they're not numbered or signed or anything, so they're not really worth anything. But they do look cool. They're like 3 feet long by a foot wide, and even got one's a big boy, and I can't, you know, they got the Pierre Marquette, Baltimore and Ohio, and can't remember what the other one was, Pacific and something. But anyways, they're really cool pencil drawings. Copies of them, obviously, but they're perfect. They look so cool. But I've always admired those steam locomotives. But with that said, thanks for doing that, Ron. And the train stories I found fascinating. But back to Net Control. This is 7-2s, everybody. Have a great Thanksgiving. Back to Net Control, NAKPR.
All right, Bob. Yeah, if you haven't seen it, Jay Leno's Garage, which you can see online, you can go on YouTube, look up Jay Leno's Garage. Recently, probably just a month ago or so, he did a story on the big boy steam engine. So they talked all about it, went through the yard where they do the repairs and servicing and the cars and things on it. So very interesting. So if you haven't seen it, yeah, go on to YouTube, look up Jay Leno's Garage and look through his playlist, and probably about a month or month and a half ago, like I said, he did a story on the big boy steam train. All right, next up on the list, WADW, standby, KDA-PAZ. Good evening again, Dave.
Okay, real good there, KCAYBF, WADW. I don't have a whole lot more, just everybody... I gotta wish you a happy Thanksgiving, and thanks for doing the net tonight there, Ron. We'll just say 7-3, and catch everyone down the log. KCAYBF, WADW.
All right, yeah, Dave, just, as well, 73s, have a good Thanksgiving to you and Mary, and stay safe as well if you're out going anyplace. All right, Minnie, you're up next. Stand by, Greg. Good evening again, Minnie.
Well, good evening there again, Ron. This is KD8PAZ. I know you said that was a Riverfront restaurant. Didn't you mean Riverside Family Restaurant on Midland Road? Because the Riverfront Grill is in Bay City and the other one is in Chesming. So anyway, just wanted to make sure that was right. Other than that, hope everybody has a nice Thanksgiving, and we'll talk to you next week. This is KD8PAZ, back to KC8YVF.
Yes, Minnie, you are correct. I knew it was Riverside, Riverfront, River something. And anyhow, on Midland Road in Freeland, just north of Freeland Road, in Freeland. So, yeah, I'll send out information on it, but that's where we'll be. We'll be up there at the restaurant there in Freeland on the 7th. All right, Greg, you're up next, and then we'll do another break. KE8AZN, go right ahead.
Well, all righty then. It's a great evening, folks. KCAYCF, this is KE8AZN. And, yes, you know, I don't have much else to add there, so I'm just going to go ahead and wish again everybody a wonderful Thanksgiving. And I will probably try to improve my antenna situation a little bit, but I always find it amazing how far I can actually transmit. So it's always great. So I'm going to hand it back over to you, and it's a wonderful night. Thank you for taking this evening, Ron. So back over to you, KCAYBF. This is KCAYBF.
All right, Greg, thanks for checking in and that. It's great to have you in here, and hopefully we'll get you back on the net here next week. All the nets are still in rotation, so next Sunday we'll still have the Mid-Michigan net and Monday back here as well. This is KC8YVF for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. Do I have any additional check-ins? Call now.